Today on Seculo, in Biden's speech following the midterm elections, he was asked, what will he change? His answer, nothing. We'll talk about that and the outstanding races today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Later in the broadcast, we'll get to some breakdown on where these outstanding votes in Arizona, Nevada. It is interesting, I will note, that MSNBC and NBC's political group is predicting that the House now has turned to Republicans by 222 votes. They're the only network to do it so far. It's a mix of called races and predicted races. But that would, again, turn the speakership again over to, and the leadership of the entire House of Representatives, the chairmanships of the committees, to the Republican Party. It's expected. That was actually a little bit better number that people have been talking about. Some were talking about as small, the majority is 219. So we have that. I want to play this from President Biden. So he addresses the nation following the midterm elections. He takes some questions. And this was one of the questions about, okay, you're going to have to work more closely with Republicans. What's going to be different?
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing, because they're just finding out what we're doing. The more they know about what we're doing, the more support there is.
What exactly does that mean?
I mean, Republicans don't support what he's doing. They know
half the country doesn't support what he's doing. Let's be honest. Okay, the country's very equally divided. And what does that even mean, though? I mean, I understand that he doesn't want to pin himself down. But you got to ask yourself, I mean, what does that actually mean? That's what I can't figure out. And when he said, what are you going to do? You know what he should have said? We need to try to encourage bipartisan solution solving. A typical political politician's response. But he doesn't even do that. He doubles down on, I'm not changing anything.
Yeah. I think not having a wave one way or the other, kind of what they've said, you know, as strong as you'd expect, actually shows a little bit of where the American people are. It shows that there are a large group of people that are kind of, you know, voting with malaise. They're sort of voting just to vote. They're voting for their party, and it's kind of moving on. So to activate a base, I think he definitely has to come out with a stronger point of view. And I think now it's a pretty strong indication that he'll be the 2024. They're not going to replace him unless something catastrophic was to happen.
Right. Something else. Yeah, it looks like, I mean, they can't really do that politically because of the outcome of the midterms. Yeah. Better than most.
And most people predicted.
Better than most people predicted, and better than historically is what happens. I think it's important to point that, although there are still key, I mean, there's a possibility that Republicans can get the Senate. It's very tight.
Yeah. Very tight. We're going to get to it later. The show will take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I mean, what's clear is that we should not have elections that draw out for weeks, not even days. It should be that night. Now, I mean, like, it's fine if Arizona was like, you know, early morning hours for those of us on the East Coast, or even late for there. But by the time you wake up the next day, wherever you are in the United States, you should be able to know who won. And we're not we don't have that system yet.
No, I mean, they're predicting some of these may be still another week.
What's in December? What are the counts in Arizona said it could, because if it gets too close, then they have to do a recount. So it could be December. So, but you could literally be
a month.
Like they were talking about working through Thanksgiving. So this is just not acceptable in the world's leading.
I don't understand
Democratic
how
Republican.
Florida could get their votes in literally in hours. Georgia, let's face it, hours this time. I mean, by the night we knew the results. And Arizona runs into the problem, the issue with the tabulation. And then, and I'm not alleging any kind of, I mean, listen, I think Arizona could go Republican. I don't think there's a fraud thing here. I think it's a system that's ridiculous. But, you know, the states under the Constitution are the ones that set the rules on all of this.
The problem is that where people get questioned by is the Secretary of State is the Democratic candidate for governor.
Did she recuse herself?
Nope, would not recuse herself. And that includes this now very controversial hand recount where they're throwing out ballots. If your signature doesn't match, whose ballots are they throwing out? And the Secretary of State happens to be on the ballot for governor against someone, you know, against Carrie Lake. Would not recuse herself. So that makes people very, very nervous. Call us 1-800-684-3110. Secchio, we know, based off the election, the top issue to Americans and top issue likely to most of you listening to this broadcast, we know a lot of us, is the direction of our country. And when you look at the direction of the country, it's economics and inflation, because that affects our global security, it affects our national security, it affects what happens at home, a pocketbook, kids, meals, gas, everything. Whether or not you take a vacation, whether or not you keep your job. And we're starting to see massive layoffs from big companies like Facebook, like Amazon, like we already saw from Twitter, trying to, again, reassess these bloated companies. They were, yep. I mean, they had more employees than a lot of people thought.
Oh, I mean, they lay off tens of thousands.
In an email.
So I want to...
Because it's a big algorithm. The way those guys treat things is their employees are part of an algorithm.
I want to play... We just played it for our audience that was watching watching us on the social media platforms. But we have that bite, Will, about the president saying oil companies are doing a disservice. I want to discuss that with Harry.
The oil companies are really doing the nation a real disservice. Six of them made over $100 billion in the last quarter in profit. $100 billion.
Okay. Well, of course, it's called private enterprise, number one. Number two, this is coming from Harry, the president, that said, I am going to close down the oil companies. You've got 5 years. And then he's saying they should lower their profit margins, even though he's trying to put them out of business in the next 5 years.
Absolutely. So I think the president has a distinguished commitment to incoherence, and no one has done the American people a disservice more than he has. So he's basically shrunk the supply of energy in the United States, and then he blames rising prices of energy on the gas companies, the oil and gas companies. This is nonsense. And so as the results of Tuesday's midterm elections dribbled in, President Biden and the Democrats have likely been lulled into a false sense of security, because we will experience continued strong inflation and we will continue to experience layoffs. Keep in mind that the economy was in a recession for 6 months this year already. Now he is saying that we are going to control inflation. There's no evidence.
Well, he's saying, I think I can control inflation. I can't say I can get rid of it, but he thinks he can control it.
He does, but he also seems oblivious to the fact that inflation in Germany is 10.4%. Inflation in Great Britain is 10.1%. That there is a 25 to 30 day supply of diesel in the United States. Why is diesel crucial? It's crucial for food, shelter, clothing, you name
logistics.
It. Everything basically runs on diesel, including trains and trucks. And so prices are likely to continue to rise, notwithstanding the reaction of the stock market to the president's remarks today.
Let's listen to what he also said. I mean, this is, Jordan, you talk about, you know, the politics of, like, not listening to the American people. Take a listen to this one.
No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, this takes me to what we're going to be talking about later, though, with the early voting. Too many people cast their votes before hearing that. And that's a reality that we just have to deal with. You cannot rely on these last-minute statements like that to persuade a lot of, like, Democrat voters to say, suddenly, I'm going to vote Republican. Obviously, Republican voters that already know that, they're going to vote that way. They already know he feels that way. But Democrats who might be put off by where the economy is likely didn't hear that, because 70% of their votes were in before Election Day. Think about that. They'd already bagged 70% of their votes like 2 and 3 weeks out before Election Day. Now, there's two questions to ask. One, does early voting really fit the Constitution and the analysis of that? I mean, because it does say states, but it also talks about Election Day, not weeks. And it doesn't do a disservice to voters. But second is, we got to deal with reality. The reality is, those are going to be the laws, and we've got to start matching that. So we've got 70%+ of our vote in before, because our people do go to the polls. We know that.
Yeah.
So get them to the polls 2 weeks before. Stop this whole, we got to do re-education about it, because we cannot be worried that your vote is not going to be counted because you use the same system to early vote. I am not talking about absentee mail. That's always a little bit more of a risk, because you're doing it all on paper. You got to date it exactly right. There's some human error on your part. There's human error on the USPS part. That's why they have to extend it like for weeks plus to count those kind of votes. I'm talking about going to a polling place early and using the same exact system, and it's counted the same exact way as if you went on election day, except for you got a couple weeks to do it. So if it didn't work for that one day, you go the next day. Because if something popped up in your life, yep. You don't have to worry if the machines aren't working great that day. You know what? They'll fix it by the next day.
Yeah, I think that's right. We have to start embracing this technology because it's not going back. And this is what's going to happen is you have situations, even here in Tennessee, a historically red area, gigantic lines on election day, bad weather, rain, and a pretty contested close election. And, so if and you're all in an night, area that's even closer, then that's a big problem.
All night in close states, in close races, Republicans are playing catch up because it's same day voting. It's not necessarily that they're losing, but we start so way far down that people start going, Republicans, they're not going to win this race.
Well, no, you look
and then the you start looking again. And you go, oh, wait. Suddenly they've added 500,000 votes to their total. And that's because we don't have a good mix. We need to at least get to close to where they are, which is about 70% of their votes
unreal.
Are in, which means all those debates they can okay. do because they know it won't matter.
Well, that's exactly, I think that's what happened.
That's why they could do the Fetterman debate exactly, two weeks out, because he already knew 70-plus percent of the vote was in.
And he won handily, actually, almost 3%.
But he knew he could then come out, tell people the truth about his medical condition.
And it won't matter.
And it wouldn't matter then because so many had already voted for him.
And I don't think it would have mattered anyways. I think the electorate is that. I want to ask another economic question, and that is this. When you have inflation, those double digits, which is what's going on in Europe right now, we're a little less than that. We're about 8%. So,
correct.
So President Biden's using the fact that we're not as bad as Europe's inflation, 2% less, that's a victory. Is that a victory?
It's not a victory to working Americans. They are falling further and further behind. Keep in mind that over the last 20 years or thereabouts, we've seen the greatest transfer in wealth from the middle and working class to the upper middle class and the wealthy in human history. And that will continue. Why? Because the elites are basically taking care of their own. And so if you look at the Biden administration, you have a huge explosion, if you will, in bureaucrats who are well paid, who do not necessarily rely on cars, so therefore they're less reliant on gasoline prices. They really don't care what's happening to middle America. In addition to which, the Biden administration is prepared to double down on climate change. Well, what is the climate change agenda? How does it affect middle Americans? Well, the United Nations has announced that they are prepared to redistribute $2 trillion annually from Western wealthy countries to poor countries. Where is that coming from? It's coming from Great Britain, Western Europe, and the United States, and tax rates will have to rise or otherwise inflation will explode.
Yeah, I mean, this again, we have to deal with reality. Reality is we've already got some predictions coming out. The Republicans have taken back the House, and I would like more confirmation on that before totally celebrating that. But I think we're on track for that to hold this administration accountable. And again, Joe Biden acted like in that speech yesterday that he's going to be able to get these like Green New Deal pieces of legislation done. He's not.
Not from
that's
this Congress.
Done for the remainder of his first term.
And we're going to get into what happens at the Senate. And
hopefully his last term.
Let me say this as we're about to go into a break, and that is your support of the ACLJ right now is critical. And I want to say this at the outset. We've been talking about inflation. We've been talking about economic hardship. So we realize what's going on to the American people. No one's immune to this. But if you're able, if you're in a position to donate to the ACLJ, the months of November and December are how we set our budgets for the next year. So it is really critical that we know where we are and can make the appropriate plan. We've got a lot of big projects ahead, including some educational projects on election integrity and election voting, because this is, folks, this is a fundamental constitutional issue, and frankly, the other side is way advanced on all of this.
As those numbers came out, I was talking to our government affairs team in D.C., all with political and campaign experience, and I said, we've got to launch an education campaign on early voting.
I think we poo-pooed it. I mean, I think we just kind of said, oh, don't do it. Because that was kind of Donald Trump's position.
We didn't.
No.
We didn't. Yeah,
no.
Don't
no.
say we.
No. Yeah.
As campaigns, you always wanted that. I've always been an early voter because you want to bank those votes so that you could go spend your time in the last couple weeks.
The previous president was not big on that.
It became a narrative.
Yes.
It became a narrative that your votes will be stolen if you vote early. That is not true. It is not the same as absentee voting, which, by the way, works as well. But I don't want mass absentee. That's not what I'm talking about. I want mass Republican voting. Why? Early voting. Why? So on election night, we're matching their immediate numbers. Those are the first numbers you see that come in.
Yeah.
So that we're not always just feeling like we're playing catch up.
Which
in these
we
races.
Do feel like. I mean,
and it does feel that way, even if it's not, because that's what gets reported for. So,
and it's the way they.
We're talking about how to launch that campaign.
Okay.
At a nationwide level.
All right, folks. That's why your support of the ACLJ is so vital and so critical. I'm going to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're going to get a matching gift for. So if you can donate $5, we're getting 10. If you donate 10, we're going to get 20. You know how it works. So ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org. And we're going to be taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Too. We'll update you about some ACLJ work that we haven't had time to update you about because we've been so focused on election coverage. And we still are. Listen, our teams, I got texts coming in nonstop, tracking the numbers in Arizona, tracking Nevada. And then, of course, there'll be a whole move towards Georgia to see what that race is all about. So if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Also, you know, some of this, too, while we talk about the early voting stuff later in the broadcast, I would like to hear from people who did early vote. So maybe they could tell people their positive stories that, hey, right. It is the same system. It's the same machine. It's the same place, oftentimes. And you actually, you know, you don't have to plan it so much. Like, I decided to do it. There was one year where I drop off my second drop off for school for my kids, and I was watching the line. So one day I did the drop. Said, okay, it's too long. I got to get to work. Too long. Next day, there was like no line. I could see right in. So I walked in. It took me 2 minutes.
Right.
Got my vote done. And I've done that for the presidential. I've done that for, you know, for the general, and for that. And it just takes a lot of stress off not having to figure out election day voting. I got 3 kids at home, and if somebody gets sick or if something happens at work,
weather,
have to stand out and pour.
We saw Nevada was parts of Nevada were covered
in
snow,
dumping snow in November.
Yeah.
So you know, again, I'd love to hear from people about that because I think, you know, activists, they know we try to get this done. It has just been uphill to try to convince conservatives.
You gotta have a total education. Let's take Jeff's call, then we're going to give a report on one of our cases.
Hey, Jeff, calling from North Carolina on line 3.
Hey, I want to thank you all for your service.
Thanks.
And the work that you do. You put your hands to the plow, and that's just a great thing. My comment is, I'm just mind-boggled how we're going to accept election results when we already know there's massive voter fraud again.
Where? Yeah. Jeff? You had a really good result in North Carolina. Where are you seeing voter fraud?
Well, I happened to be in the hospital during the whole election talk, but I was reading Arizona's got problems.
Arizona did have a problem. But it's not a voter fraud problem.
But a big embarrassment.
Well, yes, Jeff, you're right about that.
There's been no allegation of fraud yet.
No.
Where you get in a mess, Jeff, and I think where you're reading, is that this is the first thing they had to do was that they had to take all these ones that they couldn't go through the machine.
Right.
They have to verify the signatures.
And then you had to put them in this
count.
Little thing that Will and I
That's
call
one
a shredder.
Count. That's one count.
Joking.
Then they're not. When they do that, they take them via secure trucks to this central location. It sounds
it
ridiculous.
It is a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of
a lot of boxes and a lot of this chain of title.
Yes.
And then it gets to a new center, and in that center, they're actually going to count the votes that have been verified as.
But there's no evidence of
the only reason there's that many to do is because their machines didn't work, and that company that makes those machines, who will go unnamed. Again, it's a disaster. It was something with a printer ink, and so somebody ran out of actual
like
paper.
A printer setting
ink
that somehow made it to where the right ink did
printers
not.
Printers never work.
Printer. We should just give up on the printer.
Everybody. I mean, there's a reason why Shaq does those commercials where they feel like you could get like the giant fills of the ink now because they never work at home.
Yeah.
I relate to that dad in that commercial where Shaq is in for this new printer because he's like trying to print the form for they're going on a field trip.
Yeah.
And you got to get the form that morning.
Yeah.
And of course
it never
the printer,
works.
You
got
to
go
like FedEx Kinko's to print a one pager.
But it's good to also have the paper ballot backup just in case something like this does happen.
The backup
no
is
evidence
fine.
Of fraud though at this point. But
no.
Jeff, I understand.
And no one's alleging that.
Let me change subjects for a minute here.
The ink wasn't dark enough.
Okay, so it couldn't read it.
Right.
So the machine.
Some of this is antiquated. I mean, now we're going to get to you, Stacey.
Yeah.
It is antiquated. I'll tell you where it's antiquated. I go into the booth. Okay. I know I'm now a senior citizen, but I go in and the person goes in with me to the booth. And I'm thinking,
like he doesn't know how to use
like,
it.
Like, I don't know how to put the piece of paper into the thing that shows your ballot.
So and I, then you don't I know said how to use politely, the touch screen, right?
She said, well, I'll stay here while you do this in the beginning. I said, I'm perfectly capable. I appreciate it. But, like, get out of my space.
Now, you guys here at Williamson, you touch the screen.
Yes, it's kind of disgusting.
In Davidson, we get a little poker.
Nice. No, yeah, I touch the screen. And then it prints
we
it out.
We get a coffee
stirrer.
But yeah. I will say this, it went very smooth. All right, yeah. Let's go to...
Too smooth.
Let's go from the United States to Pakistan. Because this tells you the scope and nature of the work of the ACLJ.
Yeah, and I liked, again, you know, we don't try to focus on these stories when we're in the midst of a midterm election here in our country. But I do want you to know what we're doing, the serious work that we're doing.
We have lawyers from the United States.
Our U.S.-based attorney who oversees that entire operation, which is 7 employees plus outside counsels, was just in Pakistan. We brought back amazing footage. I can't wait for you all to see this. But I want to update you on just some of the cases and what our cases are like in Pakistan, working through that judicial system. And CC Howell's joining us.
Right. So our office in Pakistan, the Organization for Legal Aid, basically does what we do here in the United States. We represent people. Of course, Pakistan cases, you have religious liberties being absolutely just desecrated all the time. So you can imagine the types of cases that we have. We had 2 scheduled today. And they're both criminal cases. And Pakistan's just a little bit different, where the victim, we represent the victims in both of these cases, and the victim actually gets an attorney, and the attorney helps prosecute. So we're actually helping to prosecute in these cases. One of the cases was a little 3-year-old Christian girl that was raped by a Muslim man. Mm. And we have helped prosecute that case and actually got a conviction. And the defendant got 25 years in prison, but he has appealed. So we are still following that case and helping with that prosecution. The next one was
I want to say something. Yes. We had an American-based lawyer who oversees this operation in Pakistan for this trial. So this tells you kind of the scope and nature of what we're doing here. This is serious work, and it's complicated. Interestingly, Pakistan's legal system is not horrible. It's not fantastic, but it's not bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so we had then the second one that was scheduled for today was a 24-year-old Christian young man who was actually protecting some Christian girls that were being harassed by 2 Muslim men. And the next day, those Muslim men went to his house and shot him dead. And so those were the 2 cases that were scheduled for today. And then 2 weeks ago, where we did have, that's where Shahryar Gill from our office was actually there for the final argument. This is a 17-year-old Christian boy who was falsely accused of blasphemy, and he's been sitting in jail for 5 years. Oh, yeah. And we have helped with his defense. We have been his defense this whole time. We just did the final argument 2 weeks ago, and we were there. Shahryar was sitting in the courtroom there for that case.
So, Jordan, this shows you, I mean, I think we've got offices all over the globe. We got places we don't even talk about. And to dispatch lawyers from the United States to Pakistan, you can imagine the logistics of all of this. But we're committed to do this because we want to stand. These people have no other hope in the legal sense. I mean, it's fair to say.
No, not like this. Your daughter has been raped, and that causes lifelong issues, which, by the way, we
follow up on that.
We also work on that office.
On the humanitarian
There's a more
side.
Holistic approach because these are like criminal cases. They are criminal cases.
Yep.
And so we bring in a psychiatrist. These families can't afford that to help get to that next step. We've talked about there's one of our clients who was shot and paralyzed. And talked, there's a medical procedure where they may actually be able to reverse that, but the family just doesn't have the money. And it's a few thousand dollars. And he could walk again, which could then brings income into the family.
Yeah,
I mean, this is somebody who can't go and run his store.
It is a holistic approach to this. So it's not just the legal, it's the humanitarian
and
side.
And it's picking on what we're starting to see, which is good, is because we've been there for a while now. We're able to work with Muslim attorneys who care about human rights.
Yes.
And they care about the direction of their country. They don't want radicals in charge. They want mullahs in charge.
That's what I'm saying. The legal system's, we're getting results.
We are putting people in life in prison for raping that girl. We put someone away for 25 years for shooting that shopkeeper. I mean, so you can imagine the stress our staff is under because they're putting people away for life in prison in Pakistani prisons. And they appeal, of course, because it's a life in prison sentence.
It's a British system of courts.
Yes.
So, yes. All right, folks, this is why supporting the work of the ACLJ and our global affiliates is so critical. We encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And any amount of donation you make is going to be doubled. It's going to be matched. So do that today. aclj.org. More ahead.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we're getting more into the election. We know that out in Maricopa County, there's at least 400,000 votes to be counted.
This is unbelievable, really.
We will get another dump today at 6:30 p.m. their time. So that's mountain time now. So we'll get some more numbers. It was interesting. Last night, Carrie Lake was on Tucker Carlson, and her vote total was always like a couple thousand behind. And this is when you ask about the question. We got to call it about the Secretary of State. We'll take a second. And then after her interview, they released like 10,000 votes that put her behind by 5,000 right. votes. And this is when you say, and then she went back on Tucker. And said, now, it was no alleging, she did not allege fraud, but it was like selective release of, it was like they're registrars watching. Went and said, let's release those votes from that Democrat area. Because they could have released 10,000 more that counted it. They have that, I mean, when you have 400,000 plus votes, we're talking about almost half the vote still is out.
Yep.
It has been counted in that county.
Yep.
So she went back on Tucker to call it out. Not to call out fraud, and I want to make that clear to people.
Just but the way they're releasing.
Yeah, let me take David's call coming in from Arkansas online for, hey, David.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm in Arizona.
Okay.
All right, sorry. Had the wrong initials.
No worries. Go ahead.
No worries. Anyway, yeah, I was just wondering if there's any legal thing that can be done to get Katie Hobbs to recuse herself.
You know, they that really
bothers me.
I know that the RNLA, which is the Republican National Audit Association, their attorney out there did put in a request for her to recuse. She said no.
So yes.
It's her job under the state constitution to oversee the votes. I don't know that a court would weigh in.
I don't know if a court would weigh in because the separation of powers under their state constitution.
Right.
So it makes it difficult. On the other hand, if it gets that close and it's outcome determined,
there should be higher political pressure.
There will be other checks and balances if it's going to be that close. And it's going to be close.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question it's going to be close.
You know, I mean, Carrie Lake's campaign for the gubernatorial race says once these are all counted, it's not going to be that close.
That's what she keeps saying. I mean,
which is interesting.
But Adam Laxalt said that too, and his numbers have tightened up. I mean, but the fact that we're talking about it 3 days later and don't have results,
not even close to results. We're not even close. I mean, maybe again, it's looking now like definitely next week.
Yeah, I think every sign is pointing to that. All the media is starting to say it, and they're starting to do it. Look, I think we talked earlier about NBC actually reporting more seats picks up.
Yeah, 222.
I think that is because the media. I mean, they want this to go on forever. They really do. I love that CNN changed it from election night to election night continues.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's called now.
And it's too early to call. Not too close, yeah. Too early to call.
But with MSNBC going to 222, I think that's NBC actually saying, look, you know what? We're going to start making predictions. We're going to start really trying to close this thing down. Because, look, I'm inevitably, and I think we can see it even today,
yeah.
Ratings start to drop. People start to go, I'm no longer just going to leave this on because nothing's going to happen.
For statistical purposes.
At some point, someone will tell me.
Yeah.
When there's an answer. I'm not waiting there for breaking news anymore.
They need to move back to
Gutfield needs to come back and all those shows need to come back.
I think they're doing that today.
I think today is when they return because people are done with the election night in America.
I think last night. Did last night they
didn't
go to,
back last night.
Yeah, yeah, because I watched Jesse Waters, Tucker.
Sean was on.
But what I'm saying is like most house races, I'm not talking about Senate or statewide races, house races though. If 99% is in and you have a 1,000 vote lead,
You're winning.
It might have to go to recount, maybe. Like, technically, your opponent might have a...
Within 0.5.
Might be able to request it, or it might be automatic. But again, those can happen very quick, too, and just run it through the machine again. Because we're talking about congressional districts. So you can start calling these. And I think that's why NBC, interestingly enough, of all the networks, has said Republicans have taken back the House with, you know, four extra.
Yeah, listen.
That's not what they were saying 2 days ago.
Nope.
Two days ago it was 219, 220. And now it's 222.
Folks, we want to hear from you in the next two segments of our broadcast. Your experience on voting in Georgia. Hey, we love to hear from Georgia. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. Campaigning's already started. Will Ron DeSantis go to Georgia to campaign? Governor Kemp said he's all in. He's going to put his people to work on.
I think Ron DeSantis has to be all in if he wants to be a leader of the party.
Especially
if it's an outcome determinative race.
We want to hear from you on all of this, your opinion. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've opened up the phone lines.
sec. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3010. For our people watching, they saw this, which is always very impressive when the Maricopa County Board of Elections and their registrar hangs out there. And I think one guy is having a pants problem during the video.
They're nervous.
We do have a clip from them. This is from Bill Gates.
That's not the Bill Gates.
I know. He should be going by William.
That's why I say go by William Gates just to shut people up, because it's just not good.
Because it plays into all the space.
I know, everything. Let's listen to Bill Gates. Hear what he says about corruption.
My name is George Soros.
Or maybe
not George Soros.
Right, exactly. Not the George Soros you're thinking of. Here's Bill Gates.
First of all, I do not believe that what happened yesterday can fairly be called incompetence or corruption in any way. Did we have some issues? Yes, we did have issues with people trying to put ballots into the tabulators yesterday in about 20% at the high point, about 20% of our vote centers.
Okay, that's incompetence.
20% of the vote centers. By the way, not 20% of, in an area, 20% of the machines weren't working, let's say, in your vote center.
Precinct, right.
You didn't go in, of the 10 machines, 8 were working. You're talking about 20% of precincts that were essentially down.
Down. That's definitely incompetence. But he tries to say incompetence and corruption are the same.
Those are different things.
They are incompetent. Whoever put this plan in, they did not test the ink or whatever it was. I can't believe we're talking ink again. Remember the Sharpie game? All these things like flashback to me. But it's always these kind of ridiculous things.
We went from hanging chads to
the ink is not dark enough for the computer to read, which is like, you can put a check in on your phone.
Come in and do
you
it
can
with
literally
you.
Take a picture of a check and deposit it on your phone, but they did not figure out the ink color.
Yeah.
Isn't that something when you think about that? You can deposit a check on your phone to your bank account,
which is very
secure. But you cannot register your ballot because
it verifies your signature.
Yes.
Yeah, well, whatever bank you use to do that is doing signature verification. That's why it takes a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make sure it matches the other checks you've deposited.
All right, let's go ahead. We're taking calls at 800-684-3010.
You do that a lot, Logan?
I've done it, but I don't know the ins and outs of the technical side of how the
verification
works.
Now, you voted day of.
I did.
I voted day of.
I tried to vote early vote, and to be honest, the lines were gigantic. The same way. Now, here's the thing. I probably still would have saved time if I had just gone ahead and did it. Mainly because it was understaffed, when they early voted.
Yes, that's the biggest problem.
But I went at a time in about 20 minutes difference. My wife went same location, and it was triple the amount of wait on voting day because I went a little early. And when I went, it was fine. And then it did get to the point where it became an hour.
Yeah,
I believe Will waited an hour and a half.
When people are done with work.
And that's tough for people.
Will had
an
hour and a half. An
hour and a half, 2 hours of their day.
This is not very contested
in winter.
I want people to stay in line for elections because I don't think it's going to be fixed in one cycle.
But vote early is fine.
But vote early. We're going to do education. We're going to launch a big education campaign. I think this is one of the reasons we're losing races is, and also these counts, is that you turn on the TV and you stay up maybe till midnight and all you've gotten is the early vote. And
yeah, so because
all of our candidates appear to be having to play catch up, but that's not actually the case.
Yeah, because the states also control the timing when they get counted and when they get released. So we're going to get into, like Jordan said, we're going to get into a whole voting early campaign. I think it was really downplayed 2 years ago in the presidential election. That was a big mistake in my view. Let's go ahead and take calls 800-684-3110.
Well, and we know in Nevada with a very close race, Patrick is calling in from Nevada online too. Hey, Patrick.
You're on the
air. I voted the very first day of early voting in Washoe, and it was incredibly easy. I literally walked right in, right up to the table, gave them my information, and got to vote. It was that easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why. And again, you used the same system. I want you, Patrick, the same way you voted is the same way people voted on Election Day.
It was just incredibly easy. The
right.
funny thing, though, believe it or not, is I live in a state where we give everybody a ballot, which I believe is wrong. My daughter is also a registered Republican. We received our sample ballots, but we never received our ballots to send in.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it could be. I don't want to. You could speculate. It could be you moved recently, or she moved from a different location. Or she's. I don't know how old she is or where she lives, but that's. They kind of like do a dual system. I don't love that because they also think I think there were almost 300,000 people there, who came in and dropped off those ballots on Election Day.
Yeah.
So the system, it didn't work. Like, they're supposed to come in so that they can get those ready to go to be counted.
Arizona
before.
Needs to look at the whole way they're
it's
doing it.
It's a very weird system to have everybody get a
but
mail.
But under the Constitution, the states decide, not the federal government.
Yes, but it's been a big states, I think, are sick of being embarrassed. So we saw about 15 states fix their problems.
Yeah, Georgia,
Pennsylvania, a lot of
Florida states. Came in quick. Yep.
But Arizona, Pennsylvania did. Yep. Nevada obviously need to fix things.
Yeah. Specifically Maricopa County, which is always the problem.
Yes, I mean, we were joking about it before it even happened.
Yeah, before it happened, I said the one thing I never want to hear, I don't want to hear, is Maricopa County, and here we are once again.
Yeah.
And the fact that Arizona honestly is saying, you know, later this week, potentially a week, maybe, and those numbers are moving so
slow.
I mean, you're talking about I don't know if it's moved from, 65% on election night to 70% now?
Yeah, like 72. I mean, here's the problem. They only 6%? Released the whole day yesterday, Maricopa County. Was it like 60,000 votes?
Well, they can keep getting votes until Saturday, right, in the mail?
Well, that's mail everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they have so many still to count. They said, well, you have no idea how many people did that. When you have no idea, it starts to... Last thing is these...
They got no estimate?
Even these percentages are not necessarily...
You can do an estimate based on how many people voted already.
They send out the mass ballot, or you have to request the ballot?
Not in Arizona, I don't think.
Okay, well, whatever it is, there's an estimate, but the estimate is very vague because they just don't know how many have been dropped off, how many were picked up, how many are in the mail, how many are still waiting to be in the mail. These percentages now are actually very misleading, I think, because those numbers are unclear.
Let's go to Luke in Minnesota online for. Hey, Luke.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. Does anybody physically count these ballots, or is it just up to the machines?
In Arizona, it's being hand count. I mean, which, again...
And matched.
And so first they have to match that your signature matches, and a Republican and a Democrat do that together. And then they put it in a box. That box gets taken to, I think they call it Central there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Central is where they actually... count votes.
I actually think the hand counting is meaningless.
I think that actually involves more human error than
100% than a machine. If a machine would just works. Count, and you always have the backup. So personally,
yeah, I think a backup is good if the machines don't work.
I mean, Florida's was great.
Yeah.
Great.
And if anybody wants to,
Georgia's was good.
See, it was also the reason a very why you have large the victory in Florida.
But it was also a very large turnout. It was a lot to process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they process it all.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just some of these states that are much smaller populations need to look at the big states and say, okay. We're all using basically the same machines. So what are we doing wrong here?
And a lot of it's not the machine. It's the system which they have to tabulate it.
Like what time we can start counting, what time we can start opening, and all this and that.
But how do you do the whole day yesterday and only have 60,000 votes?
Because...
If that was the case,
because
Jordan,
it's the government.
You'd be doing that for the 450,000 votes? That would be another week.
It's the DMV.
I think it very well could be another week.
It is the DMV. You're right.
No, they said it could go past Thanksgiving.
Right. I know.
Did they really say that?
For Georgia, I know technically going into the runoff, they said they're going to have to continue working through Thanksgiving to certify that vote.
I want to talk about the runoff in the next segment.
Get to the runoff.
Let's take another call. 800-684-3110.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Luette in Alabama on line one. Alabama didn't take long for Katie Britt.
No, seconds.
Hey, Luette.
Hey, yes, we know how to do it here, but thanks for taking my call. So my question is, who in Arizona, what kind of poll watchers, what kind of, you know, accountability do we have to make sure that they're not miscounting or just, you know.
More than ever before. I will say, Carrie Lake knew this was going to be close.
Lawyers were out there.
Blake Masters knew it was going to be close. She's been someone who's been very critical of the way that the elections go in Arizona. People call it election denier. She's not an election denier. What she was talking about is exactly what happened to her. What's happening to her race as we speak? It's embarrassing and it's not right, and it causes people to question the system. But we know there are a lot more election lawyers on the ground and poll watchers. And I think there's a special way that works at that central location, which also has cameras. You can actually, I think, tune it. You can actually go online and watch.
But it is
they've
very
cut
slow.
To the feed a few times. Yeah,
did they?
It does look incredibly slow.
I mean, it's like
slowly picking up a piece of paper. Moving it
like
over.
That ad that used to run.
It's a mix of the DMV and
like the sloth, like the sloth DMV and in Zootopia.
It's a mix of that and the post office.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
well, I didn't like when the person came into my booth area. Just get out of my space.
I think the post office has gotten better lately because
I didn't question
there's
it.
Not as much mail going out.
Did she stay in there with you or he?
You're
young.
They put the
because you're not capable.
They fed it into the machine for me.
They took it out of your head?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Not in the... I fed it for the final thing.
Yeah, you do feed the final.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Just to put it into the machine to print on, too.
That's fine.
Because I'm sure people
that's
get that wrong.
Then they don't leave.
Yeah. Because
I'm
thought you didn't know how
did they bring up the little stool also for you?
They offered me a stool if I needed it.
Did they? Okay.
Is that the first time or...
Yeah, I've never had that before.
Yeah,
they did offer me a place to sit.
They're not very...
No, wait a minute. No. It was not the stool. She said, you need assistance.
Okay. They may just have to ask that.
All right, we're taking your calls. Hey, Georgia, we want to hear from you. And you can have a little runoff going on down there in our home state. 1-800-684-3110. They say Ron DeSantis may make a number of appearances. We'll see. 800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. But we do want to hear from you on, and I think Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia would be great right now. But if you're other states, you can too. 800-684-3110. We're letting everybody know how they can support the ACLJ.
Yeah, at aclj.org, we've got our matching challenge. You can double the impact of your donation. We know people are economically hurting. So if you got to cut back on your donation, it's actually a great time to donate because we have a donor who will match that donation. So you can make the same impact. Donate today if you can at aclj.org. We'll be right back. Take your morning. This is an interesting bite, just on Maricopa County. This also came from our good friend Bill Gates.
No relation.
The other Bill Gates. And the guy with the pants, again. If you didn't watch our broadcast today, go back just to watch the guy.
You probably should do a podcast just for that.
I don't know if it was the hands shaking, which I get the nervousness on TV, but it was
well, because this got to be these
it's
guys.
It's not giving a lot of confidence.
This does have to be their worst case scenario somewhat. Not the worst case, but they thought we're going to.
This is the guy who ran for county register.
Well, as soon as you know that machine stopped working, they went, oh, no. Now we're going to have Maricopa County back in the news for election issues. And we have to go on TV and do this. Sure, it is National very nerve-wracking and very, very embarrassing.
So take a listen, Byte 14.
Right now, we are laser focused on getting through this count and doing it in an accurate way. By the way, we anticipate 95 to 99% of the votes will be counted in Maricopa County by the end of the day this Friday.
Okay. Now, that's a big difference if 95% are in and it races this close and 99. And what about that other? When are we going to be able to say?
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah,
and by the end of the day, this Friday.
Yeah, that's also third misleading time. Because that was last night
on Arizona. Strange, no time zone, no daylight savings time. You never know what time. I prefer it.
Sunshine.
I think that I would. It's one reason that Arizona's probably a good place to live, but it is confusing for the rest of the country to have to deal with.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Daniel in Texas on line three. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I appreciate you guys. I'm actually a truck driver, and I'm in Wyoming, right. But I am from Texas.
Yes, sir.
Y'all said y'all didn't have any, voter fraud, but on frankspeech.com, they showed a graph when Warnock and Walker got close together. There was a 100,000 vote spike that went up. And
this is because of the way the system is set up, though, Dave. I mean, a lot of... Because, listen, if Herschel Walker's campaign thought that was illegitimate,
they would have said it.
We know that that's going to happen in Arizona. We're hoping that happens for Carrie Lake. We hope that we wake up and she gets, out of these 400,000 votes, she gets 300,000 or so, 250,000 of them. So some of this is because the way that votes come in, and that's the early voting that we're talking about. And that is not fraudulent. That is just how it dumps in. And it does change the races very quickly. We had a race here. For Congress, the district, we're now all in the same district. We didn't used to be. I used to be in the last Middle Tennessee Democrat district. There's now only one Democrat district in the state. Maybe we can do something about that next time we do a census. But anyway, it was close for a little bit, and then it dumped, and it was 20 points victory for the Republican.
The initial overnights were not looking great, and then all of a sudden it took a giant lead. And you're right, it's because of the early voting.
No one alleged any problem.
No.
So don't, the way these numbers come in, again, if we saw mass Maricopas happening all over the country, that is disastrous. The fact that it's happening in one county, we can focus on and say, if Carrie Lake becomes governor, she knows that's a priority to get it fixed.
All right.
You got to do it.
Take another call.
Keep going?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Gwen in Georgia on line one. So, Gwen, I want to ask you first, how did you vote in Georgia? Was it early voting or was it election day?
Election day.
How was it for you? Like, how long did it take? Well, what part of the state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Auburn.
Okay. And so how long did it take for you when you showed up to the polling place?
It was a good line. It came outside the building, but it didn't take about 15 minutes.
Okay. That's great. And then you got, the votes are, again, we know it's going to be a runoff. Their votes come in a little late there. But go ahead. I wanted to get back to your comment then on DeSantis and Kemp and Walker. And you know you're going to have to be dealing with a lot of political ads and a lot of money being spent the next month.
Yeah. I'd love to see DeSantis and Kemp get behind Walker. That'd help him win.
How critical do you thanks for calling in, Gwen. How critical do you think that? I mean,
well,
I think it's very important.
Kemp, because he's got closer. Kemp kept a little distance.
He did.
From Walker.
Yeah.
When the allegations start coming out. Remember his first statement was, I'm focused on Georgia. He didn't say, I stand with Hirsch like everybody else. Then he moved more supportive. He did over time.
Well,
but
rough,
his events
few days there.
Were very different.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely appealing
The
numbers wise show he was appealing to a significant different voter base. Yeah. I mean, Kemp ran away with it in hours. We knew that he had won by a significant margin against Stacey Abrams. It wasn't the same for Herschel Walker. Now, when you look at the way that DeSantis will have to come in, I think it'd be cool for him to come in. We will see if he does. He's obviously dealing with a hurricane right now, so that does give him a little bit of distance because you know you got to
for a couple days
you got to survey that, and then we'll see how things go.
I think if he wants to go national. I mean, he's already a national figure, but if he wants to take that next step,
he went all over the
you better show up in Georgia.
If he wants to show up and be the leader of the Republican Party, then you got to stump for everyone who needs it.
And we're going to need it.
Yeah.
If Laxalt wins in Nevada, then Georgia's outcome determinative. If Laxalt wins, then we're right?
Yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, it's outcome determinative. Yeah.
Even if Arizona doesn't. So it's outcome determinative. So how can DeSantis not... And Kemp not go out and help the guy when it literally is the control of the United States Senate?
I think Kemp will.
DeSantis, different calculation?
DeSantis is a totally different politician, I mean, than Kemp. Kemp is a local state politician. He's not a national figure.
Yeah, DeSantis is a national
Became figure. A little bit more of a national figure on election night because of how bad he beat Stacey Abrams. And so he got more attention. But he hasn't tried to play as national because he was focused on not getting beat by Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
Because he almost did the first time he ran.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams is a national figure.
Right. So that's kind of flip-flop. DeSantis, national, if he wants to stay on that path.
And as of right now, I'd say he is the presumptive on that path. He's the guy of the moment.
The guy of the moment. It's him and Trump.
It's 2 years away still, but he's the guy of the moment.
A lot of things can happen in 2 years.
A lot. But if you're going to start that path, and this is the outcome of the U.S. Senate's power.
You got
to
do it.
You have to.
Now, does the calculation be like, well, what if Herschel loses? Does that hurt you?
Politics is a gamble.
You got to say, I tried.
Politics, yeah. And you put it all on the field. And then you can say that. We put it on the field. It's not his state.
Yeah, true.
Just,
he won his state.
Just be going there.
He won his state and down ballot.
I think
so. Help. Because, see, Trump in Georgia is not popular.
Yeah, I think. Herschel's a can't guy. Yeah, how he does it is different. Like, is it rallies or is it videos? We don't know.
But you want to pull out all stops.
At this point, you activate everyone.
Really, you got to find every voter you can.
Which means the Georgia people are in for a rough 30 days.
Was down on election day, 100,000 votes.
You said yesterday that this could be hundreds of million dollars spent in the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's not even 4 weeks.
There will be hundreds of million dollars spent.
Which means our friends in Georgia that are listening to us on a radio station.
Get ready.
Yeah, you're going to be inundated.
If you thought the last 2 months it'll be like a presidential election, but just in your state.
Because all funds from all over the country now.
I'm already getting the fundraisers.
Are coming in.
I mean, Lindsey Graham was on with Jesse Waters last night, and it wasn't about, he always goes on with a different, but someone else's website. And he made a good comment. You know, he said, incumbent senators, trust me, we have a $100 million war chest. It's hard to beat us. And he smiled when he said that, talking about himself, because there were times when Republicans were trying to take him out, not anymore, because they had given up trying to take him out. And he was out with his team, Herschel.com, like nonstop. Every time he ended the sentence, he was making sure you remembered if you were watching Jesse Waters.
Let's be honest. Lindsey's friends of ours. He's been on this broadcast a lot, and we were good friends. We worked together closely. He is going to be a major player in the United States Senate. He could end up with the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
So there you have it. All right, folks. Do you think we'll know anything tonight?
We're going to get a dump. It's 6:30 Mountain Time. So for our podcast purposes, probably not doing a new one today.
Maybe Friday.
May do tomorrow if we've got enough.
If there's enough change.
And if more places call this house.
Tell people where to get the podcast.
Yeah, go to SeculoBrothers.com. You can get the podcast right there. Or just find out all your favorite podcast players. We're also big on Rumble. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Directly, though, easy. Go to SeculoBrothers.com for all the links. And we'll be back tomorrow with more on Seculo.